He was a scholar, and he was a man of the sea. So one of his goals was to visit all seven continents, and he achieved that goal.
Tell me about the time he was on the cruise ship off the coast of Africa when they were attacked by Somali pirates.
Yeah, he sort of heard sounds around the ship, and pretty soon someone was banging on his door, telling him that the captain had ordered everyone on board ship to the library. He went, and they were all kind of grouped together. This was not a big cruise ship. There was gunfire, and as it turns out, the captain of the ship was able to outrun them. But Frank said, I was so surprised, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, if that had happened to me, I'm not sure how I'd react. He said, well, I went back to my room and went back to bed.
He seemed so matter-of-fact about it. I know. Remember that.
Well, yeah. Well, he'd had some other adventures. I can remember he was on a cruise off the coast of Vietnam, and they picked up Vietnamese boat people. So Frank, while he wasn't out looking necessarily for adventure, he seemed to find it.
How was it taking care of him as from a distance as his health deteriorated? Because you really were kind of his next of kin. You
right.
were the executor of his estate.
It was the first time I think I've ever had to go through what I would call someone's life. His apartment represented an archaeological dig of sorts related to world cultures. At that time, he was still living, and he was, you know, was being moved out of his assisted living into skilled nursing. So you were really digging into someone's life, going through layers of his past. And so I would open one package. There would be sand from Saudi Arabia, lava from, you know, Vesuvius, antique maps, and we had olive leaves from the Acropolis. You just never quite knew what you were going to find.
What were some of the last things you said to him?
Well, Frank, it became more and more difficult to, at the very end, to talk to him. One of the things that I did I took some of his travel journals, one that he wrote from his trip around the world on a freighter, and I just sat and read to him. I wanted it to perhaps, while we couldn't carry on a conversation, that I might perhaps help him reflect on happier times. And so my goodbye to him came when I requested the last rites be given to him. I think he was conscious because he was praying. He was saying the Our Father during the last rites. And I think Frank knew then that his time was near because he took my hand and moved it to his lips and kissed it. And for me then, that was the time to sort of say goodbye. And so what I did was to I thanked him for the part he had played in our family and told him how much that we had loved him and how much we would miss him.